We are holding the next stage in the debate between the Chachmei Yovan, the Goyishe Chachomim, and Rabbi Shua ben Hananya. And in this stage of the debate, they challenge him with different challenges. And today we're going to learn one specific challenge. And they told him like this. We have a pit, a well, in the field. Bring it to the city. So Yeshua responded, you could braid ropes made out of bran for me, and I'll bring it to the city with them. They want a well, bring it to the city. He tells them to take ropes made out of bran, and he can bring it back to the city. What was he asking? What were they challenging him? What does the well represent? What do the strings of bran represent? This again is a discussion in many of the Mefarshim. And today we are going to be learning two Pshatim, one from the Maharsha and one from the Me'er Shiloyach. According to the Maharsha, the well is connected with Ruach HaKodesh. Yidin, as we know, we're getting close to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. The Shiurim are being given in Chodesh Elul. And we know on Sukkos we have Ushaftim Mayin B'sosin M'mayinei HaYeshua. We have the joy, the simcha of the water. And Chazal say, Mimenu Shoyevim Ruach HaKodesh. By the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we got Ruach HaKodesh. The Eibishter is considered the source, the well. Like the Pasuk says, Ki oisi ozvu makor mayim chayim. So therefore, the well represents the nevuah, giloy hashchina. That's what the well represents. And they told him that the well is outside the city. Let's see if you could bring the well into the city. What does that mean? They basically challenged him and said like this. The Goyim have a city, and the Yidden have a city. The city represents where you live. The city represents this world. Goyim are in this world, and Yidden are in this world. However, the Be'er for the Yidden, the source of Chayis, the source of Nevuah, the source of Gilui Hashchina for the Yidden, is away from the world. You had the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the Shechina left the world. And in the words of the Marsha, V'evshar lachem lohoirid oisei ha-be'er shemechutz ha'ir el ha'ir. You cannot, Yidden, what koyach do Yidden have to bring back the well which is outside the city, to bring it into the city? He said, however, our well, says the Goyim, is in the middle of our city. We don't have a problem. We have our sources of klipa, or they represent Giloi, are inside our world, and therefore we are okay. This was their challenge. So he answers them something about the strings of bran. Now you have to know something about bran. Bran is very flimsy materials. If you're going to have strings made out of bran, chances are those strings are going to rip. It's very, very thin and flimsy. So according to the Marsha, he told them like this. Yidden have thick string. Chazal, we call the Torah, we call Yaakov. Yaakov chevel nachalosoi, that Yaakov is our rope. A rope is a thick string that you can rely on, which is sturdy, which can actually pull something. And we know, everyone that learns the Mayimer Basi Legani, knows the story of the Shechina, which went out of the world with seven Chatoyim, and then came the seven Tzadikim. Tzadikim Yirshu Oretz V'yishkenu La'ad Oleho. The Tzadikim were able to bring back the Shechina Lamata, and that's why the Eibishter says, Basi Legani, I've returned to my garden, I've returned to this world. Moshe Rabbeinu brought back the Shechina Lamata. So his response was that it's not true. The Churban may have happened, but the Shechina was brought back in with a strong rope. our holy Avos and the Shivas HaTzadikim, they brought the Shechina back. However, you have no koyach. Your koyach is from Klipa. You have thin ropes. And therefore, it's true that for you to bring a well into the city, you have nothing to rely on, because you don't have the tzaddikim, which are a chevel, which are strong ropes. You only have brand strings. You only have thin ropes, means people which are not worthy, people which are not of level, people which are not as sturdy. This is how the Marsha explains it. Together with that, we're going to learn a very, very geshmak epshat from the Me'a Shiloyach. And according to the Me'a Shiloyach, the challenge over here was the basic challenge of Bias HaMashiach, which means, how are you so certain that the words of the Nevi'im are going to happen? Let's see what he says inside. Shekantru oisei ba'omram eilav b'meshi Yisrael oimnim sheim boitchim b'yeshuais sheiftiach lehem Hashem Yisborich. We are always saying that Dover echad mitvarecha ochal ha'yoshev reikam, that the Eibishter chose the Nevi'im, and the Eibishter, we rely on the Nevi'im, we trust the Nevi'im, and we are fully positive, convinced that not one word of the Navi will be in vain, will be wrong. He says, "Meheichanatim yoidim shegam lanu laim tzev toches Yeshuas." He says, "We also, the goyim, we also have our prophets. And why are you so sure that your neviim are the words of your neviim about Mashiach are going to happen?" And this is what they mean by a pit, a well in the outside the city. The well represents Betuchais LiYeshua Ber Mayim Chaim. And therefore, being that the well represents the fortitude to trust and believe in the Nevi'im, they said, how are you so sure that your well will reach your city? How are you so sure that your Mashiach is going to come? That was really their question. So what was his response? The response had to do with a string of bran. What does that mean? And he explains like this. Hainu. Bima yisi oim lechem dover chodosh, shashem yisborech yichadish lanu. He answered them something very similar that the Rebbe speaks in the Sikha of Shoiftim Tov Shinon Aleph. When in Shoiftim Tov Shinon Aleph, after the Rebbe speaks about the Nevuah, the Rebbe addresses a question. And the question is, how can it be that people are going to hear that Mashiach is coming? It's something out of their world completely. And the Rebbe says, that's not a true question, because the Inyanim of Mashiach are already beginning now. It's not something which is totally new. We're living one life and then Mashiach comes. There are already signs and there are already influences. There are already Inyanim of Mashiach that we are already living with now, so people can really see how the world is heading in that direction. It's already something which started. The process is unfolding in front of our eyes. A similar response is Reb Yeshua's response to the Chachamim, according to this Pirush, in regards to our general Emunah Mashiach. He tells them, if it Yidden were never in Golos before, and they never experienced a Navi coming to them and telling them that it's time to go out of Golos, and they never experienced redemption, and they never experienced the Goyisha kingdoms falling, so it's true. It's hard to believe that we are sitting in Golos, and then all of a sudden it's going to happen. However, we've experienced this. Our whole history is full of these things. Yidden are in Mitzrayim. Yidden are in other countries. And the Goyim there seem invincible. It seems like they're never going to fall. The Roman Empire, the Greek Empire, these were dynasties that didn't seem that they were going anywhere. And then all of a sudden, the Eibishter sends a Navi, and he tells us about Gula is coming, the same thing in Mitzrayim. Eibishter sent Moshe Rabbeinu. And all of a sudden, it just falls apart in front of our eyes. Look inside. Ki hera lahem, he showed them, Ru'u eich nevienu sidru seder balvushim sho'olam yisnaig. This is the way the world works. This is Jewish history. Jewish history 101. Sha'achar malchus zeh yimlech zeh v'seder al-mechomeis. The Nevi'im already had it all figured out. Ba'achar sha'atim royim ki kefi she'sidr Daniel v'sho'olam kein hu. Being that you see that our Nevi'im predicted and showed us exactly everything, the way it's going to happen. Because he comes from the Nevuah, from the Eibishter. He says, when you guys can show me how your Nevi'im showed you exactly the Seder of how Golas Geula is going to work, and it was Mekuyim to the T, when you guys can show that, then we can believe maybe what your Nevi'im say. However, our Nevi'im, we are very, very certain. Because we see that exactly the way the Nevi'im said it, it happened. And this has to do with Bran, which means is, it's already a long string. We already have a history of this. In other words, if we have the string, we could bring the well to the city. When you see that this is something that's already been going on in history, this is the history and destiny of the Jewish people, so then we are certain that it will happen again. And like the Rebbe says, we see Simonim, which is, by the way, one of the amazing inspirations of the release of Shalom Mordechai Rebashkin. Here was somebody that was sitting in prison, and Al Pi Teva, his last appeal was rejected. So he was going to be sitting L'Arichas Yomim V'Shonim Toivis 27 years. And literally with one stroke of a pen, in 1 second he's in Golos, and he gets a letter that his appeal was rejected. Literally, I think the next day, he's free outside with one stroke of a pen, kehed of ayin, that gave such a emunah. We start realizing that the difference between Golos and Geula could mamish, even when it seems like it's impossible, could mamish be kehed of ayin. This is the history, this is our mesoira, this is the destiny of the Jewish people.